Welcome to the weekly Insurance News Wrap. My name is Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Today, on Friday, October 4th, we bring you several intriguing stories reshaping the insurance landscape in Australia and beyond. We'll start with news from iCare, the prominent New South Wales insurer. From next week, specifically October 8th, significant changes informed by a New South Wales Treasury review are getting rolled out. Aimed at boosting efficiency and cutting service costs by 5%, these reforms address issues around governance, culture, and accountability that surfaced in the review. The overhaul also heralds a fresh chapter with iCare seeking a new CEO after Richard Harding's recent departure, coupled with an expected $23 million in annual savings. As a balancing act, it could impact up to 130 jobs. Minister Sophie Kotsis emphasized the need for transparency to maintain public trust and has called for a detailed plan from iCare's chair. Truly a pivotal time for the insurer. Listen in next to a case that delves into the intricate world of trauma insurance. An individual seriously injured in a horse riding incident had her claim denied by Clearview Life Assurance, despite enduring a significant pelvic fracture and surgery impacting her daily routine. Her claim was turned down due to a lack of sufficient proof of permanent disability. The reality is that trauma insurance claims can be a gray area, especially with potential for recovery. Future medical evidence could eventually alter the claim's outcome, illustrating that trauma insurance dealings necessitate meticulous navigation. Next, let's talk about the technological revolution shaping the insurance industry. According to IAG's Willem Polling, artificial intelligence is set to redefine the insurance claim process in the next 5 years. His insights from the recent Sydney Claims Convention highlighted the transformative potential of AI. Imagine, it will be able to analyze event data, classify claims, even detect fraudulent activities. And all this while slashing costs and boosting customer satisfaction. Comparing this shift to the adoption of the internet and mobile phones, Polling underscored that along with shaping future industry standards, a strategic AI investment may just be the competitive trump card insurers need. Wrapping up our report, we look at RSC, Western Australia's leading insurer. Despite the public's concern over rising living expenses, they justify their recent premium hikes as necessary due to external market factors, highlighting that increased premium income, which spiked their yearly profits, is reinvested into service and technology improvements. While critics argue consumers shoulder the burden, this highlights the ongoing balancing act insurers have to maintain between profitability and their responsibility to consumers. That wraps up this week's insurance news, brought to you by Financial Services Online. I'm Paige Estratore, helping keep you in the loop with industry developments pertinent to your insurance decisions. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au for more insights and information. Until next time, take care.